loving you. I see your soul come shining.
I have a question for you. How do you think our politicians should handle thorny issues, issues of grave concern to the country? Now, for this conversation, again, I'm asking that we take off our political hats, our party hats. I know this can be difficult, but because, you know, we get used to wearing something and it becomes part of who we are. So I know, you know, you've been wearing this party hat for this length of time. You're used to it. You like the idea that other people like the fact that you wear this party hat. You like the accolades that you get for that, the pats on the back, and all that comes with wearing the party hat. And part of the reason that that's so disappointing to me is that so many people allow their party hats to take so much priority over their American hats, their national hats, that a lot of people forget that they even have a national hat, an American hat. Some people remember that they have it, but they don't truly like that hat as much as they like their party hat. They don't value the American hat as much as they value their party hat. And I think that that's part of the reason that it has been so easy for Americans to become so much more divided over the years, and decades, and months, and weeks. Because there are so many who value their party hat and all that goes into that hat so much more than they value the American hat and all that goes into it. And when I say all that goes into it, the mindsets, the dispositions, the attitudes, the thought processes that are covered by those hats. So many people valuing the party hat and all that it represents so much more than they value the American hat and all that it represents. So you have all these different party hats and the partisans rallying around their party hat, spreading out in different directions as they each run to their own, to their specific chosen party hat, make it impossible for us to gather together at the center, at the core, where the American hat sits, waiting for more American citizens to grab hold of it. America the beautiful, land of the free, home of the brave, and justice for all. Don't have enough people saying, that's the hat I'm wearing. And maybe that's the reason we see such a divide in Congress. And when I say Congress, again, I'm referring to both branches of Congress, the House and the Senate. I know a lot of people use the word Congress to refer to the House of Representatives, and that's correct too, but it is even more so the case to use the word Congress to refer to both chambers, the House and the Senate. And you have a divide there. We have a man in the White House who, when running for the presidency and since serving as the president, has been accused of, or at least I guess some people have accused him of it, but at least is suspected to have colluded with the Russians in tampering with America's elections. And I'm just wondering, should we care more about America as a whole than rallying around a party position, circling the wagons around whoever's being, whoever is one of us, who may be under fire? Let's leave these members of our country, those members of our country, let's divide ourselves from them so we can circle the wagons, so that even if it is true that someone with a lot of influence in this country has been taking steps to work with others who have been trying to undermine our political system in general, our most previous elections in particular, working to divide us as Americans, to make us more divided than we already are, possibly engaging in financial misdeeds, fraud, to possibly strengthen himself and his family while hurting America in the process. What is truly in America's best interest? To take the position that the Republicans in Congress have taken. And when we have a man like Michael Cohen, who admittedly is a liar, he has admitted that he lied to Congress, did some other things that really are not at all commendable, to say the least. But he lied, he confessed, he apologized for it. But yet we have so much evidence that people who have surrounded our leader have engaged in criminal activity, some of whom are already sentenced to prison.